Why don't you just take over, Evelyn? You're strong enough.
Hey guys, I hope
you... Oh, you didn't set the clock right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, call to order the regular board meeting on March 15th, 2022 at 6:01 p.m. And please stand for the pledge. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And a moment of silence for our servicemen and women. All right, so roll call. We have Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargle.
Here.
Director Robert Link.
Here.
And Calvin Louie, General Manager.
Here.
All right, so first item on the agenda, the reorganization of the Cabazon Water District Board of Directors. So the board will choose someone to be the chair of the board, and then we'll have a motion to vote on that, and then after that, the board will appoint the different committees, the vice chair, and then the different committees.
You want to swear him in first?
We did it right before the meeting.
You
were
right there.
We do have a newly sworn in director, Alan Davis, so welcome to the board.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the board.
And then there's different committees. I don't know if you want me to list them all right now or after the board chair is voted on.
A thought concept, if you don't, is if we elect the chair, and then we have quite an audience here, and I saw a lot of them putting their names down on a paper like they want to yell at us or talk to us or whatever. Or both. Yeah. So why don't we do that, and then do you guys want to do the nominating of the different committees? Are you okay with hanging around to see how this works with the committee nominations and everything like that? You can get an idea so that when you guys apply to be on the board, because you want to direct how this committee goes. No, this is really good, because you have to understand, we just had the election in November. There was only three people that ran for four seats. Okay? So we didn't even get challenged. How does that become good for our community if the people in the community are not coming forward to partake in this, which is an important responsibility for the residents? Mr. Davis was kind enough to be coerced, coddled, talked into to coming back on the board from retirement, to fill that fifth spot to fulfill what we need to do. So your guys is wanting to be involved is very important to us as a community, because we need diversification, new mindsets, new thought processes. It also helps the community understand the stuff that we do that people of the just government, they're not, that, you know, it helps everybody in the community become more partial to what's going on and more important.
So I don't know how it usually goes with appointing a board chair. Does somebody make a motion?
I would like to make a motion for Robert.
I did not pay the name.
All right, so a motion to appoint Director Link as chair of the board, made by Director Morris and second by Director Davis. Director Davis? And you'll vote.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We're voting?
Yeah. So unless anyone has any objections.
Yes.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargle?
Aye.
And Director Link, can you vote on your
own? Yes, you can.
Okay. Yes, you can, yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
So did you want to assign the different committees right now, or?
We need the vice chair, too.
Vice chair.
We need a nomination for
vice chair. I would like to nominate Sarah Wargo for vice chair.
I'll second.
Are you accepting to that?
Okay. Long beer hanging out.
Who seconded it? I'm sorry. So, a motion to appoint Director Sarah Wargo as the Vice Chair of the Board, made by Director Morris and seconded by Director Davis. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Luke?
Aye. Okay. So, Finance and Audit Committee, is that the first one you have?
Yes.
Okay. Finance and Audit Committee person, what they do is they review all the bills and payments that go on. So what happens is we nominate two persons to, if they come in before this meeting, survey all of these and question if they see something that looks out of the ordinary, question it to find out what's going on. And said that previously it was Mrs. Wargo and another director that's no longer on the board, so I've been filling in as chair. I can do that. But I nominate Mrs. Wargo.
I will second that.
And are we doing a vote on each committee?
I think it's an appointment, but are you okay with that?
I'm okay.
Would any of the other three of you want to do this?
I can like be the second.
No, well, it takes two to sign the check.
Yeah.
So.
In the middle of the month. And with COVID, it's just we haven't been meeting to do it together. It's
come in, sign, look at overview, sign.
And then there's also the finance and audit meeting at 5 o'clock each month.
So for every meeting that you would come to monthly, you would come at 5 o'clock?
Yeah. So there's two, and then how about an alternate in case?
I'll alternate.
All right. That way if one of you were sick, can't make it. Yeah.
Okay, and the next is the Personnel Committee.
Okay, so, are you okay with being on the Personnel Committee?
Sure.
And I'll be the other person, and then as an alternate, I would like to have, okay, and Mrs. Wargo will be an alternate.
So that would Tincher and Link with the alternate of Wargo.
I like the idea of an alternate. That way it gives more flexibility in, to the group. Yeah. And then we have the Water Alliance.
Is that the one that?
Community Water System Alliance? Or the San Gregorio Pass?
There's so many of them.
Yeah, there's two of them right here.
Well, there's that. There's
the special project.
There's the collaborative agencies meeting.
Mm-hmm.
There's the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing about a couple of those is time frame, because some of the meetings are daylight.
Yeah, I had a meeting yesterday at 1:30.
Yeah, I was going to zoom in, I could.
That was
the Pass Water Agency, but yeah. That was different. But still, somebody has, it's a good idea for a person to key into that.
Well, especially since they were talking about what was going on.
Right.
Yeah. The daytime recovery manager.
I'm free. You know me.
You're free?
Yeah, I might be going back to work during the day, so.
No, I'm retired, so I'm at home all the time.
He wants to take first up, and I'll take second up.
On what?
On all three of them.
I could have come back to help.
I'd like to do the CWSA, which I was on before.
Okay.
The Alliance.
Okay. What list do you have of the agencies?
I have the list that's under tab one. So I have the ones that you already picked, and then the Community Water System Alliance, the Colonial Pass Water Alliance. And then I have a special projects committee.
I'll do the special projects. What's that?
I'll do special projects.
Okay, so Sarah and I will do special projects.
Because that's an ad hoc thing.
Yeah, ad hoc committees, yeah. Well, what happens is like we'll have a special project and we'll have two directors that will overview, like talk with engineers or stuff like that if they need input or whatever, or present ideas that are kind of generally rounded from the board and the community. They're not, anytime we have three directors at a function, we have to post it like we do this meeting by law so that there's no collusion, no underhanded stuff. So that's why there will only be two persons, because they have no voting rights. They can't make a contract with anybody or put anything into law. So that all has to be done in front of the public so that it's not underhanded. So that's what we're trying to do now, these committees. They're talking about the past water lines. We're in a group that are trying to deal with the tax dollars that are being allocated to the area. So they go to the meetings to put the input from the community and find out what they're saying and report back to us. So it's a back and forth. And that's what happens with each one of these committees, is so that information is given out and brought back. So that's what we're in the process of deciding. Now, this happens every 2 years or 4 years, depending on election years and stuff.
Who is the, for the two alliance?
How many?
Me and Davis, right?
Okay.
For what? Both of them? Or
you want to do both of them?
Me and you can collaborate and figure out
one,
who's going to do which. Yeah.
And what that was, do you have any others?
No. So I had for the finance and audit, it's Wargo and, no, sorry. Yeah, Wargo and Tincher with the alternate of Morris. For the personnel, I have Tincher and Link with an alternate of Wargo. And then for the two alliance ones, I have Morris and Davis. And for the special projects, I have Link and Wargo.
Sounds right. Okay. Sounds like a plan. All right. Next item is...
Well, now do you want to move the agenda around?
Yeah, I'm just going to look at it and see here. We've got... Well, we need to approve the minutes and stuff like that first. Mm-hmm. So, I need a motion to approve the minutes for the Finance and Audit Committee and the general meeting from last month.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
And that's the reaffirmation of Resolution 04-2021 as well.
Yes.
So, motion to approve consent calendar items A, B, and C, made by Director Morris and second by Director Tincher. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye. The reaffirmation of resolution that she's talking about is because of the COVID thing and doing teleconferencing, it kind of puts the Brown, what they call the Brown Act, into kind of a flux because of the three persons in attendance. So there was like a workaround, but it still creates a legal meeting when there was nobody here and we were all doing it over teleconferencing. Okay. So next, we have no awards of contracts, no warrants. Update of the Pass Water Alliance.
Meeting from the 23rd.
The meeting is next week.
I'll email you them though.
Okay. Next is okay. Manager's report. Is it a long, comprehensive report or? Yeah. We'll just go with normal flow. You know, they're going to be here for the duration.
The report writing format, the report for voting and consumer confidence report and outlook calendar, training classes and discussion has been earmarked for the month of April 2022. However, the CCR, the consumer confidence report, we did have a class on February 16th, and Mike Creighton, who is the Water District Contract Compliance Officer, is retiring, so he will be He gave us some class. I've assigned Morgan and Ms. Kate to produce or publish, gather and publish this year's CCR with Mr. Creighton overseeing it. On February 22nd, Mr. Oshidera, a couple of his tenants came to complain about him for no water. The first one was Ms. Hollis, and I basically told her that we can't provide you any legal advice, and she contacted him directly. The second person that came to complain said Mr. Oshidera, and Mr. Oshidera is for the audience who don't know who he is, he owns a bunch of quite a few income property here in Cabazon. This individual said that he paid her undisclosed amount and hooked up her laundry room spigot and connected it to her neighbor's property. And that's unlawful, but being that we contacted the sheriff's department, the being that he did not tamper with district property or any kind of water equipment, they just advised him that he could be prosecuted, and he came and rendered the entire full amount of $2,395.62. to the water district to have this service reactivated. One of the other alternatives that we have, and I have legal reviewing it, is for some reason this property, and it's unknown why, because it was originally, the water service was connected by an old Jetson system before we purchased it, or this water district purchased it, and it's two lots, but with one connection. So I have our legal analyzer, and we're going to give him an opinion. We can demand Mr. Oshidera have two separate water meter. But it's about $13,000.
And the two units on the lots?
Yeah, it's on separate APMs. So. Yeah. So. On March 1st, our water technician, Jordan, discovered suspicious circumstances, and it turned out 50440 Pamela Way unlawful water connection. They were originally excused from thousands of dollars in water bills because of COVID, but nobody bothered reading the fine print, even on the website. Just because it's COVID doesn't mean that the monetary amount that's due to the utility company is excused. So Ellen tried, our billing department tried to contact them several times with no response, and as usual, grass was growing around the water meter, which means that there was a leak. And when Morgan opened up the water box and dug into it, they had hooked up a PVC in front of the water meter. So we contacted the sheriff's department, and then we removed the entire water meter connection and had to do a pee from them. The Apache PRV, which is Apache and Pipeline, PRV air vents discharging water, which means one of the valves, the clay valves, are going bad, and so we've arranged for a plant with a clay valve to come out to make an assessment and perform a repair. Since this COVID-19, now that the state of California has permitted water districts and other utilities to start collecting and terminating water service for non-payment. In about last month, we collected a total of $9,608.30 $0.33. There are 22 water customers on a six-month payment plan, and the only shutoff that remains is one panel a day. And lastly, any of y'all out there in the audience lives in Cabazon, but I know Director Wargo had noticed that we finally upgraded the community bulletin board in front of the post office. And I'd like to acknowledge Ms. Aguilar and Clay Morgan, who completed the remodeling of the community. And that's my report for this month.
That was very much needed.
Yes.
The hard part is there's no direct ownership of that piece of thing. It's post office property, but
they don't maintain it.
Right, they don't maintain it. So we took it upon ourselves as the board to take care of that so that when we post these notices, you're not like, what is that thing? It makes it a little easier for you guys to see when things are posted. Also, they're posted out here also, and I think in the community center, aren't they? So there's going to be notices about meetings at one of these three places if you have more information you need. And the next item, just for information, we try to follow a guideline, but sometimes we'll shift things around to accommodate what's going on. Okay, you guys signed up on this paper that's for public comment. We're going to, I think a lot of you people are here about the water on Bonita and some other minor things. So what we're going to do is we're going to discuss that. And if your name's on here, we'll just take care of it during that discussion because it's an agenda item. If you have something to discuss and you want to talk, we can't, and public comment, we cannot do anything about it because it's not on the agenda. It is only informational. We can't comment on it. All we can do is take what you have to say under an advisement and go from that point. I hope you understand it. It's not we're trying to push anything away from anybody. We want to hear what you have to say to better everything in the community. So what we'll do is we're going to start with the next item, new business, and that is water on by Bonita. And I guess you have a group representative, Mr. Diaz. You are you practicing to be an attorney? We're humorous here. We like to interject a little humor because we don't want to be so serious that it convolutes everything.
40 minutes.
So you wanted to use the projector, right? And if anybody can't see the projector, it is... This is in the board packet. It's under tab.
Do I take this in or?
If you wanted to use this, you can just use this button to skip ahead and this button. And yeah, you could sit or stand, whatever you want.
Next to you.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Grab a chair.
Page 30 if you have a board packet.
First of all, Mr. Chairman, directors, management, staff, Evelyn, thank you for your help and with your assistance with the projector. I want to start with giving thanks for the last meeting that we were here and we were able to feel a really welcoming and willingness to listen to the community and the will of being able to help. And you guys put yourself available last time to collaborate on coming up with a solution. So that speaks volumes about this water district. And I thank you, all of you, for that. Mr. Davis, welcome.
Thank you.
I did not meet you last time, so.
Thank you for your interest here as well today.
A little bit about my background. My name is Victor Diaz. I am a property owner here in Cabazon. My background is construction. I come from the construction industry. I've been in the industry for over 2 decades, 23 years of experience in different areas. And the reason why I'm here today is because I really envision Cabazon as a potential location for growth. And we have experienced a couple of issues that I believe we can come up with a solution. Before I start to my presentation, 3 things. First of all, again, give thanks to this board of directors for allowing us to be on the agenda today. Number 2, I would like to introduce a really close friend of mine, a slash mentor, Mr. Dennis Fletcher. He is a writer, and I believe today it's a very historical day for Cabazon because we have an opportunity to develop a new community. So I kind of thought about it could be a good idea to have a story, an article about what could happen in Cabazon. Mr. Dennis, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. I'm Dennis Fletcher, resident of Pasadena, Orange County, and the San Jacinto Valley, where I live now. And your situation is similar to ours a few years ago in terms of your growth patterns. I do 2 things. I'm an independent writer for the various news agencies, so I know all the newspapers, and used to work for one that went broke last year. And also, I'm a secretary on the board of the Human Relations Council over that covers San Jacinto, Hemet, and Menifee. And we're very interested in affordable housing. And when Victor talked to me about this growth possibility, it sounded like it was a good example of affordable housing. I asked him if I could find out more about it, so he invited me along. So with your permission, I'd like to take notes and take a few pictures, and anything that I write up for Victor will show to you and make sure that all the facts are correct. So we're not here to catch anybody in any mistakes or anything. We're actually very impressed with the democratic process you give. You do a much better job of explaining why you can't answer the speakers here than they do in San Jacinto and Hema. They just stare at them in stony silence. Citizens wonder why they're being ignored. So I'm going to go back and tell them what you said. I think it's a much better way to handle it. So thank you very much for allowing me to be here.
Okay, so we
got to
be on our best behavior.
I'm not going to write anything negative.
No. Well, there's nothing negative in the truth.
That's right. It's a good example of democracy going on here right now.
We could really use that right now in this world.
Well, contrary to the belief sometimes, everybody thinks, okay, you're a government official, you're an elected official, all you are is to screw us. Well, I live right down the street, and for the longest time I had the highest water bill of anybody in town because I had 36 horses. So nobody can tell me about water costs. We all live here, we have a vested interest in taking care of it, so when there's a question of, oh, they're just taking our money, they're doing that. No, we're not. We're here trying to administer a business and stay above the law and not circumvent the law like people do.
Some people do, right?
So, please continue.
Victor, this is Dr. Rogers. I'm on the call, too, so I support you.
Thank you, sir. Number 3. It's give each one of you, thank you for being here and for your willingness to be part of this new community. Thank you. Okay, so the title of this presentation, it's really simple and basic, and I really try to put as much as answers on how, why, when, who, why we're doing this, right? The title is The Cabazon of Tomorrow. And my intention behind it is to contribute with growth in this community. Señores, el tema de esta presentación es contribuir con Cabazon, el Cabazon del mañana. Y pues la zona, con ustedes y yo estamos convencidos de que el potencial para crecimiento está aquí. Y muchas gracias por estar presente. Who are we? And it's really simple. We are all individual property owners. Property owners who are ready for retirement and see Cabazon as a potential location to enjoy nature. Property owners who wants to build a home, and land investors. That's who we are. This is who is proposing for transmission water lines. ¿Quiénes somos? ¿Quiénes somos los que estamos proponiendo? Nosotros somos dueños de propiedad. Nosotros somos propietarios que queremos construir un hogar en esta zona de aquí. Somos propietarios que estamos listos para retiro y queremos ser miembros de esta comunidad.
Y también
inversores en terrenos. What are we proposing? A solution to provide and install water transmission lines throughout 792 lots. Bonilla Avenue, from William Avenue to Eric Avenue to Elm Avenue. Property owners who will purchase a water meter at a reasonable cost. ¿Qué es lo que estamos proponiendo? Una solución que nos provea instalar líneas de transmisión de agua por en 792 lotes. Desde La Bonita, por La Bonita Avenue, desde la William Avenue, hasta la Eric Avenue, hasta la Elm Avenue. Los dueños de las propiedades estamos dispuestos a comprar un medidor de agua a precio razonable.
Why?
A water meter, property owners will be able to comply with the legalities to process a building permit. To build or install a manufactured home. Property owners will obtain a will serve letter with the transmission lines, and also that will help to provide control and order in the area. ¿Por qué lo estamos haciendo? Con un medidor de agua, los dueños de propiedad, vamos a poder cumplir con las legalidades que se requieren para poder procesar un permiso de construcción. Con esa medidor de agua obtendremos una carta que se llama Will Serve Letter, que es un requisito que se necesita para obtener el permiso de construcción. Eso traerá control y orden en la zona. How? Property owners and water district working together hand by hand to establish a plan that is feasible and efficient to help bring a solution for water accessibility. Identify city and county resources, etc. You guys will know more than us, perhaps. You know, maybe we can put our heads together, we can identify ways where we can really come up with a solution. Property owners, land investors are ready to pay for a water meter in that specific area. ¿Cómo lo podemos hacer? Los dueños de propiedades y el distrito de este departamento de agua, si nos unimos y establecemos un plan mano a mano que sea eficiente para ellos, eficiente para nosotros, y de esa manera poder concluir con un plan que sea eficiente para el plan. Identificar algunas de las ciudades y condado ayudas que nos puedan ayudar a poder traer esa línea de transmisión a esa zona. Por dueños de propiedades e inversores están listos para pagar por un medidor de agua en esa zona. Bueno, as soon as the water department feels comfortable to proceed. It's really basic, you know. At the moment, we put our heads together. I'm sure we can put a game plan together. As soon as we establish a game plan of action, soon as possible, since there is a group of property owners who are ready to purchase a water meter as we speak. Cuando, en cuanto el departamento del distrito del agua se sienta confortable de proceder, en cuanto se establezca un plan de acción que sea eficiente para ellos a la misma vez y para nosotros, lo más pronto posible, ya que actualmente habemos dueños de propiedades que estamos listos para comprar un medidor de agua.
So facts
about this specific area. There is a total of 792 residential lots on both sides on Bonita. All those lots are 80 by 70, 5,600 square feet lots. That's a RA zoning, which means you are able to install a manufactured home or build a stick-built house in that specific zone. We all know it's a 1% flat zone in that specific area. That track map, this is a really important fact. That track map area was originally subdivided in the year of 1925. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
100 years almost.
It's almost 100 years that, you know, it's being like that. As we all know, Cavazon is surrounded with nature, shopping centers, travel center, casino, dinosaur park, main freeway, etc., which makes it really attractive for development and growth. Algunos datos de esta zona. En esa zona de ahí tenemos 792 lotes residenciales en los dos lados de La Bonita. El piso de uso es rural, residential agricultural. Es residencial, agricultural, el piso de uso en esa zona que nos permiten instalar una casa manufacturada o una casa de madera. Todos sabemos que es 1% de zona de inundamiento. Esa zona de ahí originalmente fue subdividida en 1925, cuando se hicieron esos lotes. Ya casi tienen 100 años en la que esa zona pues está, falta vida. Le hace falta personas como nosotros que, digamos, vamos a revivirla, básicamente, ¿verdad? Sabemos que Cavazón está rodeado de naturaleza, de centros de comercio, casinos, el parque de atracción de los dinosaurios, el Gran Freeway, que lo hace muy atractivo por desarrollo y crecimiento en esta zona. I got some revenue projections for Cavazón Water District. Based on one example that I had quoted in the past for the first lot on Bonita and Olive, which was around $14,500, the cost to process the water meter.
Sorry.
If we take that as an example and multiply 792 lots for 14,500, that gives you an equal of $11,484,000. That is right there waiting for this district for water meter. Not only that, but the monthly income behind it, if we take an example of $50 per bill, I don't know if $50 is ideal for this area, or maybe I'm going over the limit, but Evelyn, maybe you can help me. $50, $60,
$40? Yeah, it just depends on the usage, but.
You picked a good rounding number.
Yeah, $50.
So, times 92, that gives you equals to $39,600 a month, monthly income, just on billing. Hice algunos números como proyección de lo que puede suceder de ingreso para este distrito. Si tomamos en cuenta lo que cuesta cada medidor, tomando un ejemplo de un lote que ya cotizamos, aproximadamente son 14,500 por 792 lotes, Eso equivale a 11 millones de dólares, 484 mil dólares de ingreso para este departamento, solamente en esos 792 lotes. Si tomamos el ejemplo de $50 mensuales que cada quien va a pagar aproximadamente, eso les da a ellos 39 mil dólares, 600 mensual de ingreso que ellos pueden colectar de esa zona. Your decision. This is a really good one. Your decisions will bring hope to 792 property owners to build a home. As I said before, that was subdivided in 1925. And a lot of these owners, they're probably not here anymore. But your decision today can really bring hope to the current owners of those specific lots. Your decision will bring positive residential growth to Cabazon. It's really simple. Water is step one for any project. Without a will serve letter, there's no way we'll be able to obtain a building permit. Your decision will allow Water District to purchase more service trucks. I was touched by the last meeting we had here that you guys are figuring out how to purchase service trucks, trying to come up with a budget, as per my understanding from last meeting. And there's a possible solution. You're not gonna be able to buy just one, you know? I'm sure you can buy that, afford a few. Your decision will allow to purchase more service equipment, backhoes, etc. In one of our conversations with Mr. Louis in the past, I am on the waiting list to get one of these water meters installed, but we only have one backhoe. And your personal here, it's very limited. So, you know, this could also help to purchase more equipment. Your decision today will allow to hire more certified personnel. Since you only have a few, you know, that you guys count with. Your decision today will bring happiness to 792 families. Your decision today will contribute to provide 792 homes on a huge housing crisis. And before I conclude this presentation, let me translate this in Spanish. La decisión que ellos pueden tomar, la decisión de ellos ayudará a traer esperanza a 792 familias que son dueños de terrenos para construir una casa. La decisión que ellos tomen hoy traerá proyecto a crecimiento residencial a esta zona de Cabazon. La decisión que ellos tomen el día de hoy, podrán comprar más maquinaria y más servicio, equipo de trabajo, ya que en la junta pasada ellos anunciaron de que están tratando de figurar cómo comprar maquinaria, cómo comprar herramientas de trabajo para tener más personal en esta zona. La decisión que ellos tomen hoy les ayudará a emplear más personas certificadas para este distrito de agua, ya que sufren de personal, tienen un personal muy pequeño por el momento. La decisión que tomen hoy, el día de hoy, traerá felicidad a 792 familias. La decisión que tomen el día de hoy contribuirá para proveer 792 hogares en esta crisis de vivienda que estamos viviendo actualmente. Before I conclude my presentation, I want to ask one question to
property owners. Antes de concluir esta presentación,
voy a preguntar una pregunta a todos ustedes. How many property owners here are willing to obtain water service? ¿Cuántos dueños de propiedades están dispuestos a obtener servicio de agua? Gentlemen, this concludes my presentation. I am available for any questions, any concerns, and I know we have some property owners that are that would like to speak about this project. I don't know if they're able to do that right now. Take a minute, or after you direct them.
Could you please turn the light on? I want to see these people.
So
our neighbors. One thing that I want to say is, it's a privilege to have you here. So many times people come to complain for something. You are seeking to improve the community and your lives.
Can I translate that? I'm sorry, Lucas.
Oh,
él acaba de decir que es un privilegio de tenerlos aquí a todos ustedes, porque muchas veces han venido personas a más que nada a tratar de emitir complaints. De quejarse de cosas. Y ustedes están mostrando que quieren prosperar la comunidad en esta zona.
The other thing is, you said you thanked us for allowing you to speak to us. That's the one thing about this country that's good, is you have the right. And we cannot stop that. We will not stop that in this group, okay? So, one thing too is you need to talk to the county supervisors. They will be on board, but we need to keep a dialogue going constantly.
Dice que yo le di las gracias a él por ser escuchados, pero pues me está diciendo que me da las gracias a mí por que es lo que tiene esta comunidad, este país, de que aquí todos podemos ser escuchados y que tenemos que proceder, seguir con la lucha y tratar de hacer un otro paso, de hablar con el condado para seguir con el diálogo. Ellos piensan que ellos nos van a ayudar, pero simplemente nada más tenemos que estar ahí.
Talk. I'm going to offer suggestions, and other board members may have the same ideas or thoughts. Because I'm going to be honest with you, there's not going to be an action made on your presentation, because it's a growing, ongoing process. It's going to take commitment on all of our parts to progress. So we've got to put together a game plan. How we're going to do this, because you understand there's 25 people, give or take, here right now. That's a lot of burden to put on just 25 people to put in a pipeline system in. So we have to try to find, like you stated, commitments from the community, commitments from the county, commitments from grants, and things like this to start the process, because at this point, the viable water line stops at the Red House, just the other side. And to serve 792 homes, it's going to take a bigger pipe. So that means the whole structure has to be put in at a cost. And the hardest part is the district is small, the community is growing, and who pays the bill? We all have to pay the bill, but the hard part is, do we burden those that are already here with an extra burden for those that are coming until it can all be melded together? Does that make sense? You want to kind of, I don't want to overload your mind if you're trying to convey information.
Okay. El día de hoy no podemos, no estamos aptos para tomar una decisión de decir sí, mañana le vamos a poner el agua. Pero lo que sí estamos aptos el día de hoy es de que ellos están dispuestos a colaborar con nosotros para que juntos pongamos ese plan en orden, para que podamos proceder y que poder suplir a esos 792 lotes con medidor de agua. Hasta hoy lo que él está explicando pues es muy positivo para nosotros, porque pues están dispuestos a ayudarnos y que colaboremos juntos, nada más de identificar cómo lo vamos a hacer. Evelyn, if I'm missing something, please help me out.
Speak Spanish, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going
There's
on.
There's an old adage that a lot of things get lost in translation, but time will help cure that. Because eventually there is going to be Spanish speakers on the board that'll be able to convey this. And I'm hoping this happens because there's a... No. Only enough to get myself beat up. Get myself in trouble. But the thing is before talking to engineers and everything, we need to sit down and just talk it out, go over it. Now, we cannot have a meeting every week with more than one or two board members. We cannot talk with each other in that way because that violates the law, and we don't want to do that. We want to be above board with everything for everybody. There's so many things going through my head about this that I'm glad that people are coming together as a group instead of ones or twos, because this puts emphasis to grant writers, bonds, and things like that, because there's not just you wanting a water meter. There's 20-25 people here wanting a water meter so that they can not have code enforcement coming out, hey, you can't be here. And I know that's a struggle for quite a few people that are trying to establish a freedom and a right.
He had mentioned for you to contact Riverside County. I'm going to give you information for our district supervisor, Jeff Hewitt, and you can probably speak with Nikki Valdivia. And we do have a municipal advisory committee meeting coming up on May 4th that you may want to attend.
Yes. These are all because that information, you need to all be at that MAC meeting if you can be, and more.
And it will be in person this time.
Yes. To get that. They see, when we have a meeting and there's just us here, what's the community thinking, what's going on? This gives us input to help the community. The other thing I wanted to bring up is your numbers of $14,000. Do you understand why that number is where it's at?
As per my experience, it's based on the size of the water meter line, whether if it's a 5/8, 3/4.
Okay, that's not what I'm quite getting at. Is we have a system that's already in that's been bought and paid for. So now you're purchasing a piece of that system to absorb the cost of the system. So whether we spent $400,000 repairing a well so we have water. The community is paying for that, but when you come in and you're putting a tax on the system, meaning a load on the system, that $14,000 helps go into improving the infrastructure in the ground. Now, I don't quote me on this number, but if the group put in a pipeline, I don't know that there would be a $14,000 charge per meter. I'm not saying one way or another, but these are things that have to be evaluated through the whole process here. And I hope people don't understand, or that I hope they understand that this is not something that's going to happen in 2 weeks. It could take quite a bit of time, but it takes perseverance on all of our parts to do this. Okay?
Can I say something about the $14,000?
Yes.
The $14,000 is a connection fee for an existing distribution system. means that your lot's undeveloped, which includes the water infrastructure. That doesn't include towards the pipeline. The developer or the builders or collectively, everybody would have, that's a separate charge.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't quite sure how that works. But if you, you know, another thing too is, say we have to put a 12-inch line in, I'm just using 12 inches as a number, and it goes all the way down to Elm. We have, it has to have a fire flow, so fire hydrants, these, all these things have to be calculated all into that. And it's not like the district is just going to go and all of a sudden run water lines to all 792 properties. It may be down here where the, there's the bulk of the development starting and people. And then it will, kind of like the branches or the roots of the tree, it will just start to go out as the need goes. Okay?
There's a lot of information you want to ask.
Yes. Yeah, I know, but I think you've got a gist of what I'm trying to convey.
No, and I think we understand that, Mr. Calvin. We do that 14K number was just being, it's a basic number as an example of what the final meter cost out the door runs for. I do understand about the transmission lines cost, so we get it. We all are aware of,
yeah, I just
you know,
want to make the clarification. The 14,000 is that's just for the water service connection.
Yes,
the
sir.
Existing distribution system.
Yes, sir.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. Can you? I know this is off topic. Well, it's not off topic, but can we get to the? Can you tell us if we can write grants for, you know, write to somewhere, someone about grant monies, some other way to, you know, finance this?
There's different avenues out there. I think it would be it. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to say, yes, there are ways, but I cannot give you those ways because I don't have them here. There's so many different ways to do it. One is finding a community. Who was I talking to? I know somebody who does that. I just found some. My wife told me, or I met somebody who does that. I will try to find out.
Because the sooner the better.
Yes.
You said
yes.
Years to get. I worked for the City of Redlands Water Department 30 years ago, and things happened quickly there. I don't know why it's such a big problem now. Water
money.
District.
Well, we're not a city, first of all.
It's money.
We're it's all money. So
yeah.
That goes back to finding some money.
That's it. If the city can tax all the residents to death there, they can get other things because of the way they are.
Right.
The city has, we're in the county unincorporated, so we are, and we're a small district. There's 1,000 connections.
Not to put this community down, because I want to live here. Redlands was mostly doctors and lawyers that just doled out money like it was Monopoly money. So, but I mean, there's got to be a way around it. Yes, there's got to be. I worked for the state of California 27 years, and I've seen.
You're hired.
And most of the people that are in charge are corrupt, and you don't even want to know.
I understand.
Terrible.
Well, yeah, we watch the news.
Well, me, myself, and a lot of other owners on the block where I'm at, we went to a county meeting for Riverside and spoke with Halima and Mickey, and from the help that I thought we had got, we spoke with code enforcement, held a meeting, and after that meeting, nothing was really done. They explained to us that they'll look into the grant, an individual grant or a whole grant itself, to help out because of the situation that is a development community in that area. And now after they referred me to go to the MAC meeting, I wasn't able to attend it, but I thought that was supposed to have been for the help with as far as sources who provide those grants. And so they said that meeting is just for bringing concerns as far as what the community is going through. And, you know, it just left off when I last spoke with Mickey. He explained that I would need to speak to the water department and make a proposal or see what is the response that I get from the water department, and I need to have it in writing to show him. And that there's not really nothing much that he can help out with, is that we need to just see as far as what is the water department able to help out with. And that's how I got in contact with Victor, because of him knowing so many different property owners. Some of the owners that I know are not here. I don't see them. So there's a lot more people than just 25.
And they explained to me that the water department is the people that we need to speak with as far as help, as far as with the permit, because of code enforcement coming out, and this extra add-on to the property owners trying to figure something out.
Well, that's why we're listening and wanting your input, because this is going to be a group effort on everybody's part. And I don't want to come across as I'm trying to push everything off to the county. All I'm getting at is we need to all put this all together as a group. We have to look at every avenue we can. The hardest part about it is I'm not making excuses for the district or anything, but right now, to go buy a piece of ductile pipe 12 inches to run 20 feet is going to be over, I'm going to invest about $1,000. Is that what, he works for a piping for a company off and on. So.
Yeah, maybe a little more than that.
How much, 1,000 per foot?
No, 1,000 per
20-foot piece of pipe.
What type of pipe?
Right.
Yeah. Well, some of the people within the county didn't even know that some of the houses have water connection. They thought that they was running off a septic tank, and I explained to them because of my mom having property. So I don't know if they're like updated or anything or too familiar, but the warehouse is right there nearby in between from the red house and everything. So there should be some type of connections with where water can be pulled or something, because there's other facilities within, like right before you hit the red house, that whole community is using, look like water tanks. There's different sources that everyone is using in this area.
So a little information for you. Where the red house is, there's a water line running down towards that. I think it's only 6 inches. 8 inches. The water plant down there, Arrowhead plant, running off a well. Lines coming from across the freeway from the Indian Reservation, from the well that's down near the wall. There is, I know that. Yeah. The you have to look at the Indian as in the properties they own as they are another country. They're what they call a sovereign nation. So we do not interconnect anything with them. We have no control over them. They have no control over us. So the people that are using the water tanks are bringing the water in, or somebody's bringing it to them. The last residence on Bonita that has water is the red house. And that's, like I said, at the end of the line. The only other thing, when you get to where that is, where the windmill is, that house is on Almond, and then the house, the trailer north of the street is on Almond, and there's one water line running there, small, little one. How that water system is in that area. There is nothing running down Elm that belongs to the district. I think there's the tribe line there. Yeah, that's what I think the one in the wash. So that's how that water, that's how the water is over there. The key is making sure that there's enough water flow to take care of everybody and to take care of the fire flow, which is a requirement also by the county. So it's a process that's going to take us a little bit of time. It's not going to be easy.
When you say wash, you're talking about the wash on Elm, the well production line way out there in the field. Is that what you're talking about?
You know where that house is at the out there?
Yeah, the red house.
There's a little facility just south of that, going towards the river.
Yes.
That's on Indian Lake.
Ooh,
that's not Elm. So what you want to do is sometime go on a map, and you can look and you can see the overlay of the Indian properties in the area. So those are not under our jurisdiction or control.
Has anybody attempted to send any of this to the tribe? I'm a Blackfoot Indian from Montana. So my brother and father are on the tribal committee. Has anybody gone to talk to the Indians about this? And what's the outcome?
About, there's all kinds of talks that have been going on for 50 years, 100 years. So there's always been a little bit of a Too much development happens at once in that area, they will require a sewer treatment system or what they call package units because of the load on, because that just goes right straight in. Yep. Any other questions or anything?
¿Alguien más quiere decir alguna opinión, algún comentario?
I have a question. How did the Red House get water? What did they do? Anybody know?
That was before Calvin, right?
No.
There was a line that we used to serve Arrowhead with water. Then 2 years after sanitary inspection, to ensure that compliance with all the health regulations. So first capital device for that plant. And I couldn't even give you a lot. Answer my call. We're going to discontinue your industrial water service. And all of a sudden, so, long story short, we end up severing their service. We're in need of potable water. And the state told me, being that you're the water district, you're the lead agency, so you need to enforce it. So, that was a dead line, and then came the gentleman that wanted to build a red house, and we had a board president that was a little deceitful, so I took our engineer out there, and this board president said, well, I have a magic wand, and you may go. And it's hydrant, and so that water, and that red house is being served water from that fire hydrant.
I just make a couple points. Hi, everybody. I'm David. I'm probably the newest neighbor, so hello, neighbors. I just want to say that I understand, and I don't know everybody's name yet, but new systems are expensive, but they open the doors to growth and more revenue and more money. And with a 100-year-old grid, and that's a commitment when it's made. I don't know who did it, but it's almost 100 years old, but it still doesn't have any utility served. I mean, it seems like there's a duty for government to fulfill this implication when they do these. They're only about a 15th of an acre each. And that means that it's actually beneficial for you to go forward with this because it's going to be more efficient for you than, say, develop some other areas that don't have so many properties in it. And I think that it would be the best way to make money for the district. Obviously not in a year, but in the next 20.
Well, let me give you a little bit of history about this place. This place started out, it was subdivided, it's called Rancho Cabazon, if you look on the old title maps. Okay? So we're change our name, we can come prestigious like Rancho Cucamonga. Up in the valley up there, above us in Millard Canyon, there used to be an orchard called Hadley's Hadley's Fruit Orchard was the water supply because they had olive trees down here and the fruit trees up there. Down south, there was a guy named, it's called the Jensen System, but his name was Elvis Allen. A crippled guy. I think he only had one arm.
One complete arm with two big fingers and no legs.
He dug most of the trenches to the water line on the south side of the wash. And it was a Jensen water system.
It's a private-owned water system. So
their community commitment was to what they could bring in revenue-wise. We took that system over. We bought the system from Sanderson.
Sandberg. Sandberg's but 10 years ago?
20.
All of the outlet stores up there, those were started by Steve Craig. He drilled wells and put wells. That's a private water system. We just, in the past few years, they didn't want the liability of potential contaminated water. We purchased the water system. We didn't pay for it. The Hadley Fruit Orchard water system that supplied water down here was, I don't know when, what was converted into a public agency. It used to be called Cabazon Community Water or County Water. And that was longer than I've been here, so I'm going to say probably 50 years ago.
I don't, you're just triggered something. You're talking about all these wells.
Do you know anything about the aquifers? And could you just drill another well somewhere?
Okay. Welcome to water.
I know all about water. Let me tell you.
you guys are learning. This is a process that's ongoing. There are going to be the USGS and the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency, which is an overseeing government agency, are all in the process of figuring out where to put a test well to do more testing on the system, on the groundwater basin. So there is everyday ongoing stuff concerning water in this area. There's supposed to be a pipeline coming from the California Aqueduct all the way to Cabazon.
I've heard that, yes.
Right. We've been paying for it since 1961.
63.
Okay.
Just like people paying taxes on these lots for 100 years.
Yes. Well, okay. So, I understand you're, this is something that they developed, but I'm gonna throw one at you. The government told the Blackfoot Indians, you said? You're going to go here, that's going to take care of you. How'd that work out? We have to take care of things ourselves, move forward, and this is going to be an ongoing development. And yes, we can put a pipeline in, but it's okay, $1,000 for 18 foot, and then $10,000 to put it in the ground for every 18 feet. I have a mile and a quarter, maybe 2 miles from Broadway to the corner of Elm. So if I divide that by, let's just say 20 feet, and then multiply it times $10,000, how much are we talking about in putting a pipe in? And I understand this district, that has to come out of our pocket. So there's been things, we do a rate study every 5 years to make sure where water rates are viable. Because the state says we have to be solvent, we cannot go into debt. Our lenders and bondholders say if we get below a certain amount of cash reserves, they are going to call any and all loans due, which then will put the district into default. And then we're... So... It's a balancing act that we are trying to do for everybody and everything.
Can I just make one final point? One final point, and then I'll stop talking. You know, you mentioned that, but the water is the true threshold. Everybody can get solar now. You can get propane, but water is the thing that you need. And what do you want to see? More properties with RV storage? Because what do you do with property that doesn't have water? You store. I see RVs, I see trash. And get the water there, people will be able to develop these properties, and it's going to keep going better. That's it. Thank you.
No, the problem is we have a very severely economic
deprived
community. Community, and there's only a thousand. We're not even banning, right? Where they at least have people there coming into the system. We have 1,000 people paying the water bill and the mall, right? So there's a capital. We're trying to fix some of the capital projects that we already have. So I'd love to be like, yes, let's do this growth thing, but where is that going to come? Right now, we're.
What do we have to do on this side of the fence to get on the other side of the fence where the water is? Who do we talk to? Who?
Well, you started already by talking to us, and then this is a communication. It's a study. We have to. The one is the commitment to putting the waters in, i.e., this has to be. It has to be done in a legal manner. Okay, so. The young lady stated that she has a lot of friends in the area that also want water, which is good. It's great. Now, then, so we have to say, how many feet of pipe do we need? What size pipe do we need? And so then it's, okay, we need this much pipe. It's going to cost this much just to lay the pipe. We either have to try to float bonds to do it, but we have to have the commitment to be able to pay for the bonds, or group has to put together a bond issue or put together pay for a bond to put the pipe in. There's so many legal hurdles to go through that we all have to work towards. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know them all. Nobody on this board knows all.
Well, you have to be a lawyer. And even then, maybe not.
A lawyer and a realtor. My question also is,
the young lady and picked up the caboose behind you. She had a question. Let her go ahead and go.
Well, I just want to know, because of the responses, and it's like, you know, I kind of just like sort of gave up on it, but still try to go see about it from time to time. So is it that you guys just like haven't looked into it to mess around with that area? Where do you guys look? Like, have you guys ever found any interest to want to help that area?
Right now? Because this has just been brought up to the board last month, and then because it was, like I said, I made a public comment, it had to be put on the board agenda before we could talk about it. Now, before this turn of events or information, our focus is on the existing infrastructure that is failing to bring it up to standards. As an example, if you know anybody who lives over, say, on Adele or Lois or over in there,
Ellen.
Most of the water pipes over there are 2-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch used well casings that have been bolted, riveted, clamped together, and they are failing. That's the Jensen system. So,
how old did you say that was?
The Jensen system, probably 70 years old.
And what is the piping material?
Old, everything they could find used. Anything
clay,
used.
What else? Cast iron, duct clay?
No, it's all either. It's all steel and cast iron. Yes, and it's 70 plus years old. So that's where the focus has been. We're trying right now to get grants and loans for just repairing the existing system.
Is there a way you can sleeve it? Are you just trying to take it all out?
Sleeve a 2-inch pipe is sleeving that's doing 30 houses on the street.
Just replace it?
Yeah. We had already been talking about something called first installation. That's where you pull a cable through.
That's what we did in Redland. Right. And it didn't work. People were replacing their service. I was a service installer, the only female. Went through a 4-year plumbing apprenticeship. Out of high school.
So what are you doing after work?
Anyways, that it didn't work. They were replacing it. They originally ran all the services with plastic. So they had to pull them all out and put copper back.
No, what I'm talking about is something called where they put a cable in the main trunk line and they pull a burster out that's connected to a pipe and they pull them.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking.
Oh, no, I know. But we had to do that there.
And it didn't work?
No, it did. They had to do it. They had to replace plastic with copper.
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking about the service ladder. I'm talking about
They had to do it with laterals also. Or we had to.
So we're all looking all of this. We have engineers that we're working with to do this stuff, to try to improve this. But first, grants and loans. We're in the process right now. Prop one.
Would it be too crazy to even, like, talk to, you know, Elon Musk is giving millions of dollars right now to the Ukraine.
Okay. They've already done something for the district. Which tank is that at? Or is that at the
construction well two? They put in a $700,000 battery
tank. So that in the event of a power, the Tesla Corporation.
Because last night I was thinking of writing him a letter. That was my question. What is your projective cost to take care of the infra system now? You know, to replace what's failing at this moment?
That study has not been done, to the best of my knowledge, to replace all of my data. I could be wrong.
Oh, my God.
You get the second item now. Okay, that's a grant money that we're going to reduce. Not all, most of the isolation valves are out down.
Mm-hmm.
And also we're looking at only another Tesla to put in production.
So I see. We have to fix what's already here before you can go forward.
Not necessarily. If you guys come together and come up with something, that doesn't mean that would go to that. No, that would be a separate type of a thing.
What would you project out of all these, let's say, how many is there? 700 and what lots?
792.
What is the cutoff? Where do you need, like, do we need 400 people to pay 20,000? You need 300, you know what I mean? 300 lots? Where does the money end and begin?
Let's start. One, we don't know. Two, I'll put that one back up one. Okay. Each one of those lines is a street.
Right.
Each one of those letters is a house or a property.
Right.
Okay. So now, if I have one down at the bottom W and one all the way at the period up at the top,
yeah,
and three or four in that area and then way down here, all of that has to be covered with a supply line. If they were all in that area, the cost in some respects is a little bit less, because you're doing a lot of work at the same time and you're not sporadically doing the work. So the key is I can't think of the word right now, but the density of services in that area. To do 792, yes, it would bring in, okay, get a letter. If you bring in 792 people with a check, we'll start the water line tomorrow. I'm dead serious. Because that's the point.
How much?
you said $11 million? We'll start the pipeline. You bring me that's my point, is it takes money to make money, it takes money to put water in,
Well, I'm asking, what's the cutoff? What's the minimum? Can you get away with 400 people? How are we going to get all 700?
Probably. Are you saying it depends on if they're more sporadic or more
scheduled? Ah, so your location,
right.
Location.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. More sporadic, more it's going to cost.
So now, if you'll notice that of the propensity of people that have acquired property are towards the ill.
Right.
Right. On the other side of the red house and then around the corner.
Yeah.
So that means that the pipeline has to be extended from the vault, which is west of the red house, mm-hmm, because the piece of pipe that's in the ground going to the water district is what they call HDPE, high-density polyethylene pipe. It's about 3/4 to 1 inch thick wall.
So it's just a glorified
garden hose.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Glorified garden hose.
Yeah.
That cannot be used to supply the municipal.
Oh, I get it.
Okay, so we would have to come from a point by that 8-inch line where the vault is,
all the way down to Elm to take care of his place. Do you see?
I do see.
So the thing is we can measure it, see how much pipe there is, and then kind of get rough ideas during construction.
So we're basically...
If you have a main line going down Bonita, and then you have houses that are back on the other streets, you have to run another line off the main to get to those houses back there. And then this street, you're going to have another line off that main going to those houses.
All those distribution lines, are they going to reduce from that 18-inch down to what size?
8-inch over there.
Yeah, that's what the study has to be
done. That price is not going to be for the whole distribution lines. What did you say, $1,000 a...
Or 18-foot stick?
No. So why hasn't anybody sat down and tried to figure out a cost estimation and analysis? There's got to be somebody smart enough in the group to do this.
Well, there is. Right there.
Oh, God.
The thing is all that property has been vacant until people saw piece of property very economically priced.
That's why I'm here. I am not going to stay in Palm Desert another summer, 103 degrees? No way.
The thing is this has transpired over the last year of people starting to move out here, especially since COVID.
Right, yes.
So at what point does that come onto the radar? It came onto the radar to this board last month about doing things. Do you see where I'm coming
and
from?
And the synchronicity, because Victor and I, we just met each other just out of a fluke, out of necessity, you know, mother of the invention of, you know.
But the thing is we're a small group, small district, and we're trying to take care of ourselves. You want to join us, you have to help us take care of ourselves. and so on.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, in this perspective, when you're looking at the property saying, okay, well, there's a arrowhead, there must be water.
So that is all on Indian land.
Their water comes
under the freeway to their property.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because they have a treatment center on the other side.
I told him to get a job there. This guy has an MBA in international business, speaks 5 languages. So I tried him to go get a job there, and maybe you can pull some politics.
I've seen so many people go there and turn tail and run.
Yeah, I've heard it. I've seen it on the.
Okay. But ladies and gentlemen,
he's been waiting.
Just to include this, so at the end of the day, step one to make that specific area work is do a feasibility study and the engineering design.
That's exactly what
you said. So I'm not sure if you guys have your own engineering department that can help us take care of that, or this is something that we have to take care of.
The problem there is where the cost of the engineering. Were you here for the whole last meeting where we talked about renewing the engineering contract and fees and everything? What I would doing first is just you have your group and draw something out, get the plot, a picture of the maps or whatever, and start drawing it out and look at where the concentration is and just kind of put some of that rough together and kind of brainstorm about it. Then talk to the engineer. The problem is if you talk, we can't say go talk to our engineer because that will incur costs to the district at this point in time. And anytime when you work in construction, anytime the developer went and put a system in, they had to do all of that prior to building the system. And that was out of their...
Is there a third-party engineering department that you guys can recommend us?
Do you bid out for that? Do you guys put bids
there is
in
San Jacinto.
But we deal with the one engineering company because, one, they know water, especially the way municipalities go. But as far as project development type, we don't. They'd be way out of line for what you want, I think. I may be wrong.
you wanted to say something, and then after you say something, we're going to take what we call a point of privilege, or it's everybody can go get a drink of water, go use the restroom, just stretch and stuff. And yeah, well.
Yeah, 27 years. Yeah, they're little unorganized, and they squirry.
Yes.
I just want to explain to you about, and this clearly demonstrates the financial situation that this district is in. You received a grant for $1.2 million to replace all the isolation valve, plus about $750,000 to dig a test well. What had happened was, I got that notification in less than 3 weeks, because they had to, because all of a sudden the state said, we got this money, it's going to expire, we got to give it back to the feds. So they're out right away. We need shovel-ready projects. These two projects were shovel-ready. So I jumped on the bandwagon, and I moved back on the loan. Now, bridge loan, with the state and the politicians, they want to brag about how they helped disadvantage the community. So the 1.2 and the $750,000 grant money that they agreed to give Cabazon Water District, you have to pay the construction people and the park first, and then submit the bill. We'll review it, and then we'll give it back to you, and then we'll reimburse you. And there's been times where I waited 18 months to receive reimbursement. FEMA takes down to the state. The state likes to hold on to it because they want to collect the interest.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finally pass it out to.
And if you don't dot one eye.
I know. I worked in plant operations for Latrimus State Hospital in Pomona. I was a stationary engineer for 17 years. I had the biggest zone.
We're
trying to be and I'm just saying, I know.
So
I know.
Taking, we applied for a gap funding, which is from the San Antonio Water, Pass Water Agency, which is a state wholesaler.
Right.
And means that if we default on this, this whole area would not have the chances of getting more grant money, will be lessen the chances. So that's why I'm going to have the board tonight. Just give me a head nod to say we can go move forward. Because yesterday, Director Morris, myself, and Ms. Aguilar, we attended their board meeting, and their board, you know, 9 members, not a dirt, has to say, let's move forward.
So you guys are all hanging on a shoestring.
So to get the grant money, we have to take a loan. It's interest free, but still.
Maybe.
We're going to
still a discussion on that.
We're going to take 10 minutes, so we'll come back at quarter till. By that clock, it's not right, but...
An hour behind.
Mr. Diaz, if you want to explain to your people what I just said.
Sorry, I didn't...
Did you want to explain to your...
I didn't understand the whole conversation.
Okay, grant. They're going to give us a grant. $1.7 million, okay? $1.3 million. But we have to... pay the contractors and all the people first before they give us the money. Do we have that money? No. If we do, that'll put us in default. So we had to take out a loan to get the money.
So basically, you had to borrow $2 million, the $750,000, you said, for the test well, and then for the...
$2 million. See, that's what the bridge loan is.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a few minutes break.
Would you like me to explain to you or a little more details so you can explain to your people? Or?
I should have done a lot of things instead of being a stupid engineer for 18 years old.
They're going to move on to the next process.
Is there?
Go ahead, that one.
Is there any more discussion about water after this break?
We're going to
the water
get into the rest of the meeting stuff.
Like, so you're going to move on to the next item on the agenda.
Yeah.
You know, which is right after Mr. Diaz's part. Right here it says, review and approve Cal Mutual's J3 report. And then later you're going to talk about gap funding, technical controls.
Have you ever heard of SCADA?
I have.
Okay. Yeah, the bills, and then we'll review it.
Set the valve to run in the middle of the night when the electricity is
low. Well, at Lantern Movies, they spend 20... Let me just tell you how crazy government is. I was an engineer, stationary engineer. Refrigeration, air conditioning, plumbing. I had the biggest zone at that hospital. Anyways, I'm too much stressed. I never slept. Anyway, galls all the time. They had to put in Southern California Edison to run the big chillers. They had to put in a storage system where they put these huge tanks in the...
This is Rich coming back. Dr. Rogers coming back on the line. I think I got bumped off.
Well, Steve is still here, Dr. Rogers. I don't know if we're in the meeting, but we're on the line anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Travis is still here, too. It suddenly went quiet, though. I think we may have been dropped from the meeting. I text Calvin to see if he can get us rejoined.
Okay. I just, good. Sounds like Victor and I need to get together and maybe have a meeting over there at the community center and start putting this together. I called Victor, but I got his voicemail.
Yeah, it sounds like there may be room for discussion on all that.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if I got credit for being in attendance today. But yeah, so we got 25 people there, Stephen? Are you still there?
I don't know. I'm on the phone, so I don't know.
Oh, you're on the phone. Oh, you're on the phone too. So you okay? Gotcha. All right. Sounds like there's been a lot of activity, and looks like Victor's done a pretty good job of some predictions there with cost-effective revenue, et cetera. So, yeah. So, did you get bumped off too?
I don't know if I'm bumped off. I might have been here. I think they disconnected us or put us on mute.
It could be while they take their potty break and stuff. They were going to take their break to get water or whatever. But this has gone a long time. That's a long first subject in this agenda of 77 pages. Goodness gracious. Sounds like we have a lot of work to do in that area, Stephen, with uncovering a lot of stuff. It almost sounds like we need to have the mapping redone because it's 100 years old for the flood control. I'm not sure if that can be done.
Oh,
or not.
I think Travis is the district engineer. He knows where everything is.
Okay.
I'm not sure I'd go that far, but. We have records and stuff we can look into.
Okay. There's also a grant that was started about 3 months ago. Anybody know if anything's happened with that?
No, you'd have to check with the district. They do have a bridge funding agreement, that's a gap funding agreement that's on the agenda tonight for a grant.
Okay. Hopefully I'll get back in again then. If you happen to, you're on the call too. So, okay. I was trying to reach Victor because he did a pretty good job with that presentation, sounds like. I just, I'm right in the middle of some major projects and I just could not break away because I'd be back tomorrow morning, back to San Diego. So, well, I'll be up there as of Thursday. See if I can pick up some loose ends. And I may stick around till like Monday and talk to the Kevzon people because if I don't talk to them tomorrow or Thursday, they are closed on Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So when does your... when does your thing come up for you for the board meeting? Are you on the list?
Well, for me, I think we're talking about the gap funding agreement, but I don't know if there's anything beyond that. Travis, what do you got? What are you talking about?
I think that's about
there
it.
They are. I hear them.
They're there.
I hear them.
Hi, sorry, I'm here now. Yeah, I'm sorry, we were taking a quick break. There was a an item that the public was all here for, so it went on a lot longer than expected, but I'm sorry for making you guys wait so long. But the next item should be pretty quick, hopefully, and then after that is the gap funding, unless it gets rearranged.
Start with Adam, you're the vice chair.
Are we off?
She was there for a minute.
I think they muted us.
Got me.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I want to see if I can, you enlist for being one of those directors, because I'm going to be up there quite a bit, and I'll be semi-retired. Sounds like there might be some openings coming up, I think.
I'm not sure. Yeah, usually they might, you know.
Yeah, I'm being recommended as an alternate for the other program, the Mac program, Mac Project. Mac
Oh,
company.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll talk to Mickey about that. And the opening comes up in April. Or openings. Might be up to 3 openings. Well, I don't see anything, hear anything else besides us 3.
I just emailed her again to see if she can unmute us.
Okay. Oh, you got her email? Cool. Yeah, I hung up and then called back, hit the code in again.
Hi guys, sorry, I muted it just because there's a lot of talking going on right here. There's still some people going to use the restroom and stuff like that, so I just muted it so you didn't have to hear all the loud commotion over here.
Is that Evelyn?
Yeah.
Evelyn's Dr. Rogers. I wonder if I'm still here. Oh. I've been on for the whole time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there is. Like I said, they just went on break, but we should be resuming in a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Evelyn.
Okay, everybody, we're going to start up again.
Okay, we're starting up again.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mr. Diaz, for your presentation, and I hope that a lot of information. We can keep this ongoing. We have other items we're going to move on to. Okay. We have a new business item we're going to skip for a moment because we have the attorneys and engineers on the phone that we've been waiting for an hour, so we've been paying that bill too. We're going to discuss the old business gap funding draft agreement for the isolation valve. You're on, Mr. Krieger.
I think
I just texted Travis.
Travis is on. Yes.
So
you have Travis Romaine on behalf of Krieger and Stewart. Chuck was unable to attend today. He is currently traveling out of the country. So we have been continuing to make progress on the gap funding agreement. We received the draft from the past agency, which I understand was voted on and accepted at last night's board meeting. Both myself and Steve Anderson with BB&K have reviewed the draft agreement, and we did not have any comments. It just has some blank lines that need to be filled in upon the final acceptance, and then it will need to go back to the past agency for one final vote of approval. But so far, the terms that are being... Go ahead.
Sorry. At the meeting yesterday, they didn't vote to approve it, but they did agree to, like, move forward with it. They said
informational only?
Yeah, it was an informational item, so they didn't actually vote on it, but the board all did express their support in it.
Okay. So in the draft agreement, the terms all do remain the same as what we had previously discussed. So they are not including any terms regarding interest being added. and they're making the amount that is accessible. They're making the amount that is accessible $800,000 at any given time, which does appear to cover the cash flow concerns for both projects. So, Steve, I don't know if you had anything further to add from your review of the document.
Thank you, Travis. So, good evening, board and members of the audience. I looked at the agreement. It's a pretty straightforward agreement. I don't really have any concerns with it from a legal standpoint. So if the board likes the idea of borrowing money and no interest, which most of us would like to be able to do, I see no reason the board couldn't move forward with it if they'd like to. No legal issues.
Director Morris had a comment.
Director Bollig expressed yesterday that he would like to have discussions with the remainder of their board about the no interest. The remainder of the board was pretty expressive on the fact that they want to continue it with no interest.
The Amazon community has been paying property taxes for the last 40 years, 60 years, and I think it's time that, you know, we do them a favor and grant us a loan interest free.
Yeah, and they all agreed, but Dr. Ball still wanted to have the conversation.
And the other thing that was brought up by Director Duncan was, no, it actually was Director Valdiva. He said 15 days. He says, well, the way the state works, it can be more than 15 days. So they're going to leave that open end.
Calvin, can I address that one?
Steve, did you have a comment?
Yeah, so on the 15 days, Calvin, that's 15 days after Cabazon Water District gets reimbursed for the state. So no matter if the state reimburses you in a month or it takes them 2 years to reimburse you, you have 15 days after you get the check in the mail from the state or from the city of Banning to pay back the PASS agency. So it seems like that's not unreasonable to turn around the money in 2 weeks, is it?
No, but they do know that there's sometimes red tapes and things that go on, so they want to extend it up to 90 days. That way there's no issues.
Yeah, if they're willing to do that, that'd be even better. But I don't think that – I assume you'll be able to get your check and cash it and send it over – send your own same amount check over to the PASS agency to pay down the debt. So.
Yeah, 15 days once you get the check, correct?
Right, but they're wanting to extend it up to 90 days because of, like, emergency situations and stuff like that. They don't want to put it in a bad way.
I interpret that going forward, same firm's our legal works for in regards to this, is when Danny receives and farms out the money, the funds to us, is it 15 days within that, or is it 15 days when receive a reimbursement from the state?
That's what they're wanting to make in 90 days from when Banning receives.
Well, that'll all be in the final draft.
Yeah.
This is informational only at this point. No action is going to be taken, correct?
What is your intent, Evelyn and Calvin, putting it on the agenda? Do you want to approve it as to form and just let legal counsel and the general manager make any last-minute changes that are non-substantive? Is that okay? That way you don't have to bring it back before the board? That's probably a good idea considering you only meet once a month, because they'll probably want to get this done before your next meeting.
I do want to point out about the 15 days. It's in the draft, which is under tab 4, section 8A. It's 15 days of Cabazon's receipt of grant amounts from a reimbursement
cycle.
Yeah,
when Cabazon gets the money.
So when Cabazon gets the money, Cabazon has 15 days to pay back Santa Gregorian Passes Water Agency, which I don't know if it's, because sometimes there's delays at the post office and stuff like that, so it still could be, like the 15 days still might be cutting it close.
Well,
I don't know.
Issuance and receipts are two different things.
It's when you have it on
passes
the check. Then you have 15 days to pay.
There was also the questions of
I'm talking about paying the check to San Gregorio Pass. How long is that going to take for it to get mailed there and stuff like that?
Well, the other issue is the finance audit needs to be
right.
So I'm agreeing with what you're saying to let Calvin and Evelyn take care of that. That way we don't have to try to put a special meeting together.
So do we need to make a motion to approve this?
Yes, please, Mr. President. Motion to approve.
What's that?
Yes, we'd like a motion to approve, subject to changes from your general manager and legal counsel. Non-substantive.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused by what the motion was. It's
your motion to approve you and legal counsel and the general manager to proceed with the documentation and
making changes.
And you'll get a better wording when you call Steve tomorrow.
Okay. A motion for that. made by Director Tincher and seconded by Director Morris. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye.
Can I clarify for the record now, Evelyn, so you don't have to call me? So it's a motion to approve the agreement subject to any minor changes approved by the general manager.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
Calvin can confer, and Evelyn can confer with me. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And congratulations to Director Davis. Back on the bench.
Thank you, Steve.
Take care. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, everyone. I'm going to sign off as well.
Thank you.
No. Another hour.
Oh, that's an hour behind.
I know.
All right. Next item, we're going to go back to new business. Review and approval of the CalMutual JP REMA quote. This is for liability insurances. That's section 3, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you have for us? The premium is this, the premium is $37,000 a year?
Both of the terms are the same, except there's going to be some increase in
and then plus like some additional things that have been added on, like the Tesla batteries or whatever, stuff like that, that is insured.
Questions or comments about it?
Questions or comments?
It's pretty self-explanatory.
If any of you want a copy of the board and all of this stuff, all you have to do is ask and we will give it, but it's also on the website where you can download it or read it at your pleasure of all that we are discussing in this meeting. Okay? So I'm going to need a motion to approve or disapprove.
A motion to approve the J. Prima. Quote.
I'll second that. So motion to approve the CalMutual/J. Prima quote for April 2022 to April 2023, made by Director Tincture and second by Director Wargle, right? Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargle?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye. Next item is the Tesco control data. What we have is all of our wells are on, we have automatic controls and tanks so that we can turn them on and off at night when the electricity rates are the lowest. And the system that we have in now is 15 years old. And the person that authored it and put it all together has passed away. And now we are in a basically an obsolete system and we have to upgrade the system. So basically what happens is general manager's at home, he goes on his thing, oh, I need to raise tank one because the water's getting low. He can do it from his phone at home. Doesn't have to drive in, none of the technicians have to drive in, safety, and so on. If the tank levels drop, or there's an emergency, something happens with the system, he's alarmed, and technicians are alarmed, they can repair the system or go take care of what's going on. That's what the SCADA system does. It's kind of like almost like a remote Nintendo game or whatever. You go on and, oh, got to take care of this, and it's taken care of. And that's what the system is.
There's a certain water-related emergency where the state water code requires a state-certified water operator to respond within 1 hour or less.
So this is a way of taking care of some of those avenues. So,
my recommendation to the board is to approve this. The insurance issues that Best Best and Bigger are resolved. Insurance certificates. I spoke with I can't pronounce his last name. Steve, the EMAS project manager. He says that the district cannot enjoy the discount amount of service rates on the discount amount because this occurrence, this emergency that we had occurred before the signing of this agreement. So therefore, I recommend to the board that you authorize me to sign and approve this document, this contract, and to make it effective on July 1st of 2022, our new fiscal year, so we can budget it.
So,
can
you order a rental pack from someone?
The pinky swear?
Okay, fine, the pinky swear.
That's great, because I'm going to make it a week.
The Tesco control data contract made by Director Wargle and second by Director Tincture. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargle?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye.
I just want to advise the board, I really appreciate your approving this because they really came and saved the day when I was down to one production well that only comes 863 per minute to refill 3 million gallons of tank, 2 million gallons of tank, and a 500 gallons of tank. Okay.
Yeah.
Next item on the agenda is repair of this Quay valve cluster. Oh, you know where the country store is up there, or the Seven Brothers or Five Brothers or whatever it is? Out in the street, there's a valve bank in there that shuts lines off so we can isolate and repair. One of the valves snapped off, so they can't control the water in that system. We have to dig the whole street up and replace all three valves. Because if we're dopening it, it's better to replace all three than to replace just one, and they may have to do it again in 6 months or a year or whatever. And that's what this item is about right here.
My manager's report on page 5 of 5, I have the breakdown As I said in the previous meeting, if we're going to open up the street, we must replace the whole tree.
It's going to be under this orange tab here. I don't know if it's orange for everyone, but regular. Okay, regular. Sorry.
5 and 5.
So as I said in the previous meeting, I've got an updated quote on replacing all three because we're going to, Riverside, because that's Main Street and Broadway is the main traffic. Talking about how we have to tear up the street and then put it back together to their code. So they actually
have the contractor's going to do all the work, street, everything, all the traffic control, all permits.
An idea about, what we're talking about costs and everything else. So, I need a motion to approve or
I want to see if we can lock in this $81,000 rate for July.
Tabling means we're going to put it off and vote on it next month so you can get clarification, more information.
I'm trying to get the vendor or the contractor to lock in. It'll be the same price when I call them up in July and say, okay, you got a green light. Because metal and pipes and parts, they all fluctuate. It's kind of like our gas.
Well, they just keep going up.
Yeah.
Okay, next item is purchase of a service truck. What information do you have for us, Mr. Lou?
Well, we had a couple of trucks that were about 60,000. Out the door, but being the service trucks are in demand right now, we missed out because we didn't have the authority to apply for the loan. That's what our accountant recommended, that we apply for a loan and not pay cash. So,
what do you need funding from us?
Yeah, I need. So the board's job is to provide the general management a range of the amount to purchase the truck and the authority to purchase the truck. I'm sorry?
We gave them
80,000?
Yeah, we did.
But we didn't give them authorization to sign a loan.
Oh.
We checked with Chase and a couple other independent, and finally we decided our CPA recommended that we just go to the dealer.
So what do we need?
So I need a range, the board to provide me the authority to have a range, and also to apply for the loan, and an authorization to purchase the service truck.
From what I recall from the last meeting, it was research some things, find out how much they are, bring those options to the board meeting, and then there would be like a discussion from then. I did ask them, they said that wouldn't
that would not be beneficial to the district to lease the vehicle versus purchasing it. But we did ask for
that. Could we bring it back, a leased vehicle, and the tools and all the, it's going to be all scratched up?
Yeah.
And there's a fine, and you know, for bringing back a leased vehicle.
So what happened with those links that I sent you from Moss?
Bait.
What?
Bait.
They didn't even have the truck there.
The guy took, it took them an hour and a half to call me back. Oh, I finally found it. Where did they go? It's been sold. So there was this bait.
Yeah, I did some research too after the last meeting, and there's nothing.
So if you find a truck, you know, you need to test that.
You need to jump on it and see if you find it.
To jump on it now. So I need a range from the board and an authorization to apply for the loan and an authorization to purchase.
Range?
It's so hard. I would say between 60 and 90. It's probably about.
It's okay.
I mean, that's.
Arizona.
Finding something cheaper than that's going to be tough.
Yeah, I know. That's a complete truck with service bed.
Yes.
So 90 with a service bed, I wouldn't. And yeah, you have you need to float a motion allowing the general manager to do the loan documentation.
And purchase.
With a full service bed ready to go.
Yeah, it's service bed.
Where you don't have to put a bunch of money into it.
You're on you, huh, Sarah?
I'm just being realistic.
I understand. I was looking at trucks and I was finding them in the $100,000 range.
Oh, yeah.
For a regular truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, even service beds, useful.
I'm saying even just regular trucks up there.
Okay. So I need a motion.
I make a motion to authorize Calvin.
Management.
I'm sorry, management. Have a stipulation of not more than $90,000.
Buy for a loan.
And a purchase of vehicle.
All in. $90,000.
All in. $90,000 out the door.
Okay.
Okay, so a motion to approve for management to purchase the service truck up to $90,000 and also apply for the loan made by Director Davis and second by Director Morris. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Warkel?
No.
And Director Lee?
Aye.
Right. Motion
carries. I knew that was coming.
We had a, like,
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have another session upcoming called the closed session, which we discuss contracts, legal things that are of sensitive nature that we must disclose by law. And then after that, we would come out of that and tell you whether an action was taken. But that's about it. You can stay if you want. These meetings will last anywhere from a few minutes to an hour or more. So the option is yours to hang. Well, they already did as far as they know.
We didn't go through the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Is your name on the list? You want to say anything else?
Alguien de aquí quisiera decir algún comentario. O ya estamos todos en orden y entendido a lo que sigue.
Going once. Going twice. Up.
Follow up. You guys will discuss this internally. Who's gonna?
It's a matter of which. There's a start with your stuff, your side of it, and then what I'll try to remember who I talk to that does grants, and then but also talking to the county. And I understand the young lady has some questions. She's talking to people, but government is like elephants. It takes a lot to get them moving. Hopefully we can get a move.
Just coordinating all the agencies, you know, and we'll take care of that.
I would research grants. Okay. That's probably going to be the best route to go. Try to find a grant to get the money going.
This is your number here.
Well, he did, and they sent him back here.
Yeah, well, now.
I'll get a hold of you.
I'm not sure if anyone else is on the line, but we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to be entering closed session. So this is not open for public. Well, that's the problem.